This show furnished by Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
Cutting through the massive disinformation and propaganda to give you the truth about medical and political controversies, this is Truth, Medicine, and Politics with the executive producer of the award-winning film, American Addict, Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. Or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
And I am back. It is Saturday night, so that means I am here with you again. And, you know, by now, all of you have probably seen that video of Hillary Clinton taking a nosedive into that SUV or whatever car that was she was getting on in after the 9/11 or during the 9/11 ceremony. And so, obviously, I'm a doctor, so a lot of people have been asking me, is she really sick? Is it a cover-up? So I have a little, actually some insight on this. Way back about 10 years ago in 2000, I think it was late 2006, I was invited to a fundraiser for Hillary when she, right before she announced she was going to run for president. And I told the person, look, I'm not necessarily, I consider myself an independent, I'm not going to contribute. But they said, listen, just come to it. So that day, I was tied up in an operating room. So I ended up coming to the fundraiser. It was a huge house here in L.A. I came late, so late that I had to go straight there in my scrubs. So she was speaking. There were a lot of celebrities there. It was like at this huge house. And after she was done, I was sitting close to where she was speaking, and she looked at me and she said, well, I'm glad you came. You dressed up for the event, because everyone was in suits. Everyone starts laughing because I'm in scrubs. So then I replied, well, you know, I wore my best scrubs for you. And it was laughing. So anyway, she knew I was a doctor, obviously, so I spoke to her for about 5 minutes about healthcare. And I remember after I left, I'm like, man, she's actually personable. She's a real person. You know, she's not this woody character that I see on television. I actually was impressed. But what I see now, 10 years later, is not the same person. These coughing fits, her falling all the time, falling into planes, and that video of her 9/11, you know, it looks hilarious, but it's not hilarious. I do think that there's something wrong with her. We're going to get into this in a minute with my guests who I'll bring on. But, I mean, is this woman so sick that they're, like, putting IVs in her and pumping her up with whatever just to get her through the day, just to get her to the finish line? I mean, when I look at these two candidates, it's like two old jalopies, right? And the tires are coming off and nuts and bolts are falling off, and they're just like pressing these cars, and it's like whichever one gets to the finish line first becomes president. Is that really what's happening here? But if you look on the internet, there's pictures of her being helped upstairs and cruel hashtags like Granny Hillary and things like that. So I want to bring my guest. So my guest tonight is Lionel. Lionel has been on the show before a couple months ago. Lionel is a legendary Emmy Award-winning radio host. He's an attorney, a legal analyst, political commentator, a regular on RT. His website is lionelmedia.com. And Lionel, I know you're in New York City right now where it's midnight, and I know there was an explosion there tonight, so I just want to make sure you're okay. And thanks for being here tonight.
Just fine. I am fine. We are still trying to figure out what happened. The mayor said the explosion was intentional, but not terrorism. And I don't even want to get into what makes something terrorism versus intentional, but we are standing by and monitoring it. But thank you for your kind thoughts, sir.
Yeah, we're concerned. So let's just jump to this. You know, I mentioned what Hillary looks like, but you know, before you even say anything about Hillary, Bill, to me, looks like death on wheels. I mean, this guy, his skin looks like rice paper. You can see right through him. There's some pictures of him playing golf with Obama in direct sunlight, and he looks clear. Are both these people sick?
Wait a minute. You're asking me this? You're a doctor? I love this. Look, let's do a couple of things here. Let me do this test, doctor, and it's called If Mom Looked Like This. If I said to you, Dr. Smith, would you do me a favor, please? Yeah, would you sign a note for me I would like to be a part of a carpool for children. Let me bring you up to speed. In 2012, I suffered a serious fall, a concussion. I've had blood clots. I pass out. I need long periods of time when I sleep. You probably noticed my Fresnel or Fresnel lenses, these anti-prismatic, these prismatic lenses, to cover and to deal with diplopia or double vision. I am now wearing, Doctor, if you notice, these blue lenses. Remember the blue lenses
right.
She was wearing Sunday? She looked like Don Was, the famous producer. Those are called Zeiss 1 blue lenses for photosensitivity via epilepsy. Here I am, Doctor, in this picture. I've just collapsed. So would you sign a permission slip for me to drive children in a carpool? You probably would say no. But can I be president of the United States instead? Yes, no
Absolutely.
Problem.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, look, let me just say something right off the bat. I hate when people sit around, they're so damn ghoulish, because they hate Hillary, they hate Trump, and this trolling mentality has infected even American politics. We don't just dislike somebody's policy, we hate them, we want them dead, and I'm not one of these people, and I don't want to talk about that. And that's why it's so difficult to find anybody who can even entertain what I want to discuss. But understand, and let me see if I can make this clear, Hillary Clinton is a fraud. You know, they say that George Washington, I wish I could take this line, said, I never tell a lie. She's never told the truth. This is a Wall Street shill, a puppet, and a warmonger of the first strike. And let me also let you and your listeners be aware of this. The biggest con to show you, which is not being covered by the mainstream media, which are basically apparatchiks for the Hillary campaign, is the Clinton Global Initiative. The Clinton Global Initiative, the Clinton Foundation, is the biggest con and fraud. Keep in perspective, Enron was about $20 billion. This was then, of course, time, you know, changes. I love when you have to adjust for inflation. You know, $20 billion in today's dollars. It's $20 billion. Who cares? But Bernie made up about $40 to $60 million. It is estimated that the Clinton Global Initiative, the Clinton Foundation, has taken in between $100 to maybe as much as $200 billion.
Wow. Yep.
Did you hear me?
Billion. Money.
Where is this money? What they did to Haiti, they took in about, they say maybe, it's hard to say with these things because there's no independent auditing, $14 billion. The entire worth, the entire income of Haiti in 1 year is about $10 billion. This is everybody, disproportionate rich and poor. Where is this money? So you have this woman who lies about her health, lies about her foundation, lies about her involvement with servers, and now is lying about the latest, that she claims that Donald Trump started the birther movement, basically promulgated this, when Mark Penn and Hillary Clinton in 2007 and 8, in memos that even the Washington Post reported, Washington Post, Politico, and others, what does the American electorate need? But you see, they're so in the bag for her. Look, I don't know if you're one of these sports nuts, but we have these Yankees here. They love the Yankees, and they hate the Red Sox, and that's it. And they were raised as a Yankee. They don't care about the Yankees. It's my team. But even the Yankees know when they're losing. Even they're objective enough to realize the rules of the game. So this is something, and by the way, I'm not voting for Trump. This sounds like a Trump endorsement. I realize that I'm not. I'm voting for me. I'm abstaining. I'm voting for me, Lionel of the United States, Lotus for POTUS. And I
so
say
you're,
that.
You're writing yourself in. You're writing yourself in.
I am writing myself in. Because if you keep saying yes to this, if you keep basically okay, the lesser of two evils, they say, is still evil and less. If you keep perpetuating this monstrosity of a system over and over, you're wasting your time. And that's what we're doing.
Well, you know, you mentioned the Clinton Foundation, and there are some numbers. I mean, there I have some IRS filings from 2014, and it showed that they only spent, it says they took in about 92 million, or spent that much in 2014, but only spent $5.2 million to charitable events. Everything else went to salaries and other expenses. This is a minuscule percentage, right? I mean, if you're a charitable organization, shouldn't you be doing something with the money that's charitable instead of paying yourself?
I commend to you and your audience a website by a friend of mine who happens to be an investment banker, Harvard MBA. His name is Charles Ortel, O-R-T-E-L. Look at charlesortel.com for the most thorough and scathing indictment of these people. Let me bring you up to speed on something. If you start your foundation, your charitable foundation, 501c3, unlike a corporation, and I'm a lawyer by profession, but if we craft the articles of incorporation, or your charter, and they say, what is your purpose? And you write something generic like to engage in business and blah, 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 and do whatever, make money, I don't know, just in general. Fine, that'll do. But for a corporation, for a charitable entity, you must list specifically, and the Bill Clinton Organization listed in 2007, might be before that, but the filings, the actual filing for the Clinton Foundation was to create the William Jefferson Clinton either archival system, basically the Clinton Library. That was it. Not HIV/AIDS, not Haiti relief, but that. You can't go and do whatever you want. Where is the money from, this? Now, let me stop for a second, because, as you know, a lot of folks think, God, this is a lot of talk about money, and I don't really know if I want to talk. I'm not very good at this. Americans are not real good on specifics. Let's talk about the birther thing for just a second. There is two issues, and this is important to note. The birther issue that people say is that when you classically think of birther, that is to suggest that you either doubt or allege that President Obama is a natural-born citizen under Article 2 and is therefore ineligible to be president. That's one part of it. Where you say, I think he was born either in Kenya or elsewhere or what have you. Right. There's another part of it called otherism. This is classic Hillary. This is Mark Penn. What they said was, because remember, this woman always thought she was going to be beatified, canonized, elevated, Queen Hillary, the apotheosis of Hillary. She said in this memo, when she released the picture of Obama wearing whatever this Ethiopian/Muslim/, by the way, a slash is a solidus or a virgule, for those of you keeping track at home, but whatever that, you know, that you've seen that garb you wear.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Now, personally speaking, I don't give a damn. So what? Say if you wear a Greek outfit, it doesn't matter. But she put this out and said, let's remind people that Hillary is Middle American, from Middle America, about the middle class, raised on American values, and let's show people that basically Barack Hussein Obama ain't American, parentheses, is from someplace else. She said this. David Plouffe, his campaign person at the time, wrote this scathing response and retort and riposte to her and said, how dare you say this? Now, of course, in this country, if I say anything about anybody who's black candidate, black whatever, I'm a racist. Okay, so that's a waste of time. But this is Hillary Clinton. This is Hillary Clinton. And what she and the bought and sold mainstream media are saying is they're repeating the idea that this is all Trump. Now, Trump backed down. Remember years ago, Trump was doing the Apprentice. They told him, look, back off this. Why is it? Well, look, NBC doesn't care for this kind of talk, number one. Number two, NBC, through GE and Universal at the time, took TARP money from the federal government. How do you like them apples? Imagine Rupert Murdoch taking TARP money, federal money, in a bailout. They'd be rioting in the streets. So he said, all right, I'm done with that. So the other day, to show you how smart Trump is, he says, I'm going to announce a big announcement regarding the whole kind of birther thing. So everybody tune in to my big announcement. So they all show up. So what does he do? He, number one, announces a new hotel in Washington. Ta-da! Yeah. And has a bunch of recipients of the Medal of Honor behind him. And he basically says the following. Okay, I told you I'd renounce. Here we go. President Obama was born in the United States. Okay? All right? Okay. The most insincere, it's like when you issue an apology. So he was a genius. Only he did this. Why would Hillary even bring up the birther thing again when it's going to come back to her? Who's running her campaign?
Yeah, but the mainstream media is going to focus on him because he's the one that they're trying to get and say that he's been the one saying you're not born in the United States and now you're admitting it. But are you saying that his announcement was somewhat sarcastic?
Yes.
So it's like to his supporters, it's like a wink. I really don't believe he was born here, but I have to say this to get past it.
Right. It's like, you know, it's like during Star Wars when Obi-Wan says to the stormtroopers, whatever they're called, these are not the droids you're looking for. These are not the droids you're looking for. Okay, fine. Let me ask you a question. This is the thing I never understood. You know, when you have either worked for a hospital or an organization and you do that usual paperwork, you know, where you go to HR and whenever, by the way, when personnel went to HR, the country lost a bit of its soul. Anyway, so when you went there and they said, doctor, would you bring in, you know that form you filled out, either driver's license, passport, birth certificate, in order to get paid to prove you who you are, do you have any kind of identification, a birth certificate? And let's say you told somebody in HR, well, why do you need my birth certificate? Why? They said, because it's a requirement. And here it is. Here's a form. And, you know, your name is, let's say, Goldberg. We know you're Jewish, which is fine. They say you were born in Tel Aviv, which is fine. Your father was from Tel Aviv. You went to yeshiva and the kibbutz. And so we just, listen, it's no big deal. Can you bring in your birth certificate? You're a racist. I'm a what? Wait a minute. Listen, Smith, bring in the goddamn birth certificate. Bring it in. Well, I've got a photocopy of an announcement in the Orange County Gazette the day I was born congratulating my parents. Will that do? No. Smith, do you have this or not? Bring in the birth certificate. Can I bring in a short form? What the hell is a short form? What are you talking? Where is... All right. Finally, this thing came about. All right. This issue, by the way, is moot. He's almost out of office. It's over with. It doesn't matter. But let me remind everybody, this was this weird issue. And I kept asking myself, this is the president. He can have any document he wants made. You want passports? No problem. Credit cards? The Magna Carta? Anything. We can print. I've got a... This is nothing. What? Why this mysterious talk then? We're not talking about issues. We're talking about nothing other than these stupid tangential issues that are really unimportant. But if they're so unimportant, then answer the question. So this is where we are. And by the way, we get the candidates that we deserve, okay? This country's going to pay for these idiots that we have running out of 319 million people. This is it. Not to mention Gary Johnson, that cretin, or Jill Stein, who seems like a nice person but is clueless. We're going to get it between the eyes on this one. Believe me.
Who? What's left then? Other than voting for you, and I understand that. It's if you have to pick. I mean, you know, some of what you say sounds a lot like what Jesse Ventura says, and Jesse Ventura says that, look, stop voting for Democrats and Republicans. Period. If every time you vote for one of these people, you're going to get the same old, same old. Now, supposedly, I mean, I think one of the things that's a lot of people have been supporting Trump about, think that he may be the one that breaks the mold because he's already rich. He can't be supposedly bought by special interests. Do you buy into that at all, or do you think he's just going to be the same old if he becomes president?
If I had to pick, if you said to me, what do you think would be better? Trying something, let's assume something. We're in the emergency room, and you have a patient in extremis who is about to go. We have to do something. There are two things we can administer. One is cyanide. You know it's going to kill you. It's killed people before, and every time you've used it, somebody dies. All right? Or this bottle of weird, fetid, smelly, brackish, sewer watery kind of stuff. I don't know what it is. I'm not recommending it, but which one would you pick? I mean, I would say vote for Trump because through some, maybe the placebo effect, or maybe through some, who knows, maybe, but I know what she's going to do. I know what she's about. She is very simply, a warmonger of the first stripe. Let me ask you something. Where is the left in this country? Where is the left wing? Where are they? There is no left wing. The left-right illusion. It's a paradigm. It's an illusion. There is no left wing. That died with Eugene V. Debs and the radicals and the wobblies and after World War I. It doesn't matter. Every time you keep nodding your head and voting one of these clowns in, you're perpetuating this system. It's about time to say, that's it. I'm not involved with this. Well, then they're going to get in. Fine. We need a revolution, a nonviolent revolution, but we need a revolution. And by doing this, by constantly, you know, just repeating the same thing, and I must say something. Have you ever met one of these people who says, you know, I'm kind of a libertarian. You know, I think I'm going to vote for libertarian. Kind of like the default mechanism, you know. I love freedom, stay out of my bedroom, legalize weed. I'm going to vote libertarian. I've always been kind of a libertarian. Have you heard these people? And they make libertarian sound like this kind of like a benign, kind of a altruistic, kind of a cool group of people who stand for something. And they have this complete moron by the name of Gary Johnson, who basically spouts this blather, and nobody understands. Let's go back and look at the history of libertarians. These are fronts for a corporate fascist regime. Are you kidding me? You're voting for the legalization of dope? Listen, I got news for you. Look around you. Dope's legal. Medical marijuana is basically legal in every state. We're having more and more legislation passed for personal use. Get off this smoking dope business. That's your thing? That's it?
See, this guy, it sounds like he's worse than Hillary to you.
This guy was for privatized prisons.
It sounds like he's worse than Hillary for you. Lana, we're up against the break. We're going to pick up where you left off when we come
Indeed.
Back.
Indeed.
Absolutely. You're listening to Truth, Medicine, Politics. My guest tonight is Lionel, the Emmy Award-winning radio host, attorney, legal analyst, political commentator. We're talking about Hillary Clinton falling, Hillary Clinton being sick, Bill Clinton looking like death on wheels, in my opinion, and Trump We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. We'll be right back right after this break.
Hey, this is Dr. Drew.
And I'm Mike Catherwood.
And on the next Midday Live, I'm joined by my friend, the birther, Mike Catherwood.
President Barack Obama was born in this country. Let's get over it. Enough.
That's it? Do you apologize?
No, you should apologize to me.
Do you admit you're wrong?
No, and that woman we're looking at over here has big hips.
Okay.
Get over it. Move on.
That and calls, and we'll move on the next Midday Live with Dr. Mike Catherwood on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Are you ready for the truth? Are you ready to have your consciousness expanded? The world's best-known conspiracy researcher and revealer of spiritual truth is coming to Los Angeles and other U.S. cities. David Icke presents his fantastic all-day event, presenting the synthesis of his 26 years of cutting-edge research and revelation in one day. The Worldwide Wake-Up Tour rolls into the Irvine Marriott on September 17th for an all-day event. Tickets are available at theworldwidewakeup.com. That's www.theworldwidewakeup.com. David's latest presentation has been hailed as his most powerful yet, and he will address what really happened on 9/11, what is driving terrorism, the current refugee crisis, and massive push for a third world war. A world where laws are being passed every day that grant the government and the corporations they represent control over what we eat, what we drink, what we think, and even how we raise our children. For tickets, log on to theworldwidewakeup.com. That's www.theworldwidewakeup.com. Theworldwidewakeup.com.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Los Angeles. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at lalyft.com. That's lalyft.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at lalyft.com today. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Mike O'Brien, CEO of Postings.com. BBB knows that we pride ourselves on helping businesses of all sizes find the best candidates for their open positions. Earning an A-plus rating from the BBB demonstrates our commitment to providing exceptional customer service. We strive to make hiring easy. Our BBB accreditation proves that you can trust us to help you find your next great employee. Postings.com invites you to check out our reviews at BBB.org or post your jobs at Postings.com.
Did you know that the average family visits 5 websites before booking a vacation rental? It can take hours, if not days, to book vacation rentals online. This is not the ideal way to start your vacation. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
Vacation rentals are the perfect option for families, groups, and even solo travelers. They're more affordable than hotels, offer way more space, and come with perks like free Wi-Fi, parking, fully stocked kitchens, backyards, and hot tubs.
Tripping.com is the fastest and easiest way to book vacation homes. Simply type in your destination, and we'll show you all available rentals from VRBO, TripAdvisor, Booking.com, and more. With over 8 million homes to choose from, you're sure to find the perfect place to stay.
Visit Tripping.com today to book rentals in Virginia Beach, New York City, Maui, Lake Tahoe, and international spots like Paris, Rio, and Sydney.
And with our price comparison tool, you'll save an average of 18% per night by booking your vacation rental on Tripping.com.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To book a place to stay, visit Tripping.com today.
Your floors are under attack, from overwatered plants to overflowing dog bowls. But the Home Depot has new water-resistant Pergo Outlast Plus laminate flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. So you and your floors get to fight back with 24-hour spill protection that stands up to liquids for a whole day without causing damage. The next generation of laminate flooring is Pergo Outlast Plus, starting at just $279 a square foot. Exclusively from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, U.S. only.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
Let's sweat the big stuff, the things that really matter, like finding cures. Join City of Hope's endurance and fitness team participating in the Trick or Try, presented by Performance Bike on Saturday, October 29th, and support groundbreaking research and treatment for cancer, diabetes, and other life-threatening diseases. City of Hope, the miracle of science with soul. Join the team today by registering at hopesweatcures.org. That's hopesweatcures.org.
Did you know that the average family visits 5 websites before booking a vacation rental? It can take hours, if not days, to book vacation rentals online. This is not the ideal way to start your vacation. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
Vacation rentals are the perfect option for families, groups, and even solo travelers. They're more affordable than hotels, offer way more space, and come with perks like free Wi-Fi, parking, fully stocked kitchens, backyards, and hot tubs.
Tripping.com is the fastest and easiest way to book vacation homes. Simply type in your destination, and we'll show you all available rentals from VRBO, TripAdvisor, Booking.com, and more. With over 8 million homes to choose from, you're sure to find the perfect place to stay.
Visit Tripping.com today to book rentals in Virginia Beach, New York City, Maui, Lake Tahoe, and international spots like Paris, Rio, and Sydney.
And with our price comparison tool, you'll save an average of 18% per night by booking your vacation rental on Tripping.com.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To book a place to stay, visit Tripping.com today.
Hey there, what's the frequency?
790.
And the letters?
KABC.
You are listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To call in live with your question or comment, please call 800-222-5222. 800-222-5222.
And I'm back. And listen, just so you guys, programming note here, starting next week on the 24th, we will be 8 to 10, expanding to 2 hours. We've done 2-hour shows and people really responded. So we are expanding the 2 hours to give you more time to interact. And again, please call in. We are live. We have some calls already. We only have about 30 minutes left. And Lionel, listen, we want to change gears just a little bit, because I think we've hammered Clinton into the ground. Let's talk about Trump for a minute, because we want to be equal here. First of all, why does he look orange to me sometimes? Is this just the person that does his tanning should be fired? I mean, he looks like, have you seen where he looks orange, but the white around his eyes are white from the powder?
Keratinemia. Keratinemia, check his bilirubin. I have no idea. By the way, may I just put in a shameless plug? My Twitter, by the way, I'm insane on Twitter, is at Lionel Media. I'm monitoring this New York City bombing, which nobody knows. They call it a bombing. It's a pressure cooker. We have the most incompetent mayor in the history of mayors who is trying to put these two together. Hillary gave an incoherent statement. I think they had a waker. But let's talk about Trump for a moment. First of all, Trump, if ever there was somebody who... How do I say this? You know, it's not so much... It's not so much Trump, it's the response to Trump. I have a theory. It starts off like this. Melania says, Donald, I'm not going to do an accent. She says, Donald, look, I don't want to go to the White House. He goes, Melania, what are you, nuts? I'm not going to win. Come on, don't you know I got to do this because my Q rating sucks. They cancel The Apprentice. I don't know what the hell to do. So, listen, I just get some free advertising. Keep the Trump name out there. No big deal. Watch this. I'm going to go out, and I swear to God, I'm going to tell people that Mexicans are rapists and to build a wall, which is theoretically impossible and actually possible. Believe me, they'll laugh me off the stage. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll be out of the race. Watch this. All right, he gives a speech, standing ovation. He comes back, and he says, what the hell is that about? What does the guy have to do to get kicked out? All right, I'm going to go out and tell him that I'm going to say something Islamophobic, xenophobic. I'm just going to throw it all out. The more he says, he lives in an inverted gravity. So then when he says something, what do the media do? The media report what he says without surcease. And he is everywhere. His numbers rise. He can go out and say, I often said this as a theoretical thought experiment. If he went out and said and dropped the N-word as many times as he could in 30 seconds, I think his numbers would even double. I don't think he lives in a world. Anything that would get you and me indicted, to him, it feeds him.
Yeah.
Okay. The other day he comes and he says these things that are just, I mean, just unbelievably crass. But where I'm, my whole thing is style. The thing that he did say, which I find is the most refreshing, I'm sorry, because everything else is just ridiculous. Build a wall. Look, people like that stuff. He's giving people what they want. I mean, don't blame him. Blame the American people who love what he's saying. I mean, they remember, he kicked the collective arse of 16 of the biggest Republicans there were. Senators,
and it was
governors,
a comedy session.
Even a brain surgeon, yeah. An actual brain surgeon. He kicked their ass, cleaned the floor with them. He's not some, you can laugh all, I mean, look, I mean, he just, Hillary came along, and what did they do? They threw Bernie at him, that old sellout. He threw it to him, and what did Bernie say right off the bat? This was the signal. I don't want to talk about the damn servers. What? That's the issue. That was the signal. Don't worry, Hillary. I'm not going to win. I'm going to do this. I'm just going to be, I'm going to be some token pretend kind of, you know, opponent for you. And he took off. I mean, he took off. So you've got this. Remember, you've got this country. No, but the only reason she's a nominee is because it's rigged. Look, I know this is anti-Hillary, but I'm sorry. She's Al Capone. These guys are shoplifters. Debbie Wasserman Schultz and superdelegate stole it.
Yeah. Well, so, but it's, there's no way he could, there's no way anybody else could win the way it was set up.
No, and here's the best part. By the way, have you ever talked to anybody in radio, have you ever had the chance or the suffer the indignity of talking to somebody who is a consultant in radio? Have you ever talked to one of these people? They're amazing. They live in a different planet, different. I don't know where they're from, but they say, you know, Smith, you got to go up to the millennials. You know, the millennials don't read, they don't speak, they don't eat, they don't use oxygen as a form of, they don't have sex, they don't drive, they don't. Millennials don't pay any attention. Change your topics every 2 seconds. They only spend, and they talk about millennials like they don't, like they're basically brain damaged. They don't. Millennials embraced a 74-year-old white, white-haired Jewish socialist atheist, maybe I don't know what, with a funny accent from Brooklyn. Now, they're not supposed to like this guy. He's their great-grandfather. Not their grandfather.
Yeah.
Their great. And they loved him. This is the future. I almost wept. I was in Brooklyn in a couple of his rallies. Oh, my God. I mean, they loved him.
Yeah, it was religious. It was a religious experience
yes,
for them. Yeah.
Yes, Hillary Clinton gets 4 people and knows her staff, including, by the way, her handler, the large African-American dude with the benzo pen, that fellow. This is her crowd. Look, I know this is anti-Hillary because it is. So anyway, where do you think these people are going? Where do you think these millennials are going? You think they're going to say, well, it's obvious that we drop down to the default reaction of a Democrat, if it can't be Bernie, then we'll obviously have. No, they're staying home.
Yeah.
They're not voting for Trump. They're not voting for anybody. Bernie let them down. So this whole group, You know, the undecideds. And let me also tell you something, especially you, my friend, in L.A., with all your lefty friends, and I hate that left-right business, but do you know how many people there are secret Trump supporters? Do you have, especially in Hollywood?
Yeah, they're afraid to say it out loud.
You know it.
That's why I think he's better in the polls than the media is giving him. Now, Lionel, before you go on, I have a lot of people that's been on hold for a while. So I want to give a few people a chance to get on because we only have about 15
make
minutes.
Make their day.
Let's make their day. So let me get Lynette. You've been holding about 10, 15 minutes. How are you tonight?
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call, Dr. Smith, and also hello to your guest, Lionel. Thank you both for a wonderful show. I tell you, it's so refreshing because we have this corporate media that does not take care of business.
They say the first
casualty of war is the truth. And we don't get truth here in America. We have this Cyclops syndrome, and then we wonder why we get the politicians that we get, because we're not getting the whole story. And
well,
Bernie did give us the story. But
you know,
my comment, huh?
Please, I'm sorry.
But my comment is, you know, the rest of the world, that's the part of the Cyclops syndrome. They're looking at us, like we're the patients in the insane asylum, and the politicians are the sick people that's running it. And they're probably thinking, okay, now with Putin, and not just us, but with here in America, but with Putin hacking, so-called, you know, and everything, but they don't get the other side that Hillary went over there to Russia to question his election when she first became the secretary, you know.
Okay, may I clarify one thing? What is your name, ma'am? I'm sorry.
Lynette.
Let me ask you this, and I want you and everyone listening to pay attention to this because I've studied this very carefully. There is not one, repeat, not one story, not one bit of evidence, not one confession, admission, eyewitness testimony, nobody, no co-defendant who says that the Russian government, that's what we're talking about, Putin, the Kremlin, FSB, the new KGB, whatever you want to call it. Read the headlines. We suspect that Russians. Now, the other day, there was a congressman who said Russians attacked and hacked into the RNC to show you their economic, or the ecumenical, rather, in their attacks. Okay, immediately, the RNC said, wait a minute, nobody hacked into us. What are you talking about? So he issued an apology. You know what his apology was? Okay, so maybe it wasn't the RNC. Wait a minute, what about the Russians? Never brought that up at all. Now, we live, do you remember in the old days of Rocky and Bullwinkle, at the height of the Cold War, Natasha and Boris Badenov? Remember that, the way we've always portrayed Russians in the media? From Drago, I will destroy you. Remember Rocky? It's always the KGB, you know, we're like, this is Cold War red baiting, red scare nonsense. Let me just tell the world something. I don't want you to love Putin or Russia, like them, or anything along that you don't. But there's an expression, don't F with them. And think about this. In the 20th century, they had two revolutions, 1917 and 1991. And in 91, overnight, they had 25 million people without a country. Yeltsin was a joke. Think about their mindset. Think about the way they felt. And here comes Putin, okay? Now, what does he tell them? He tells them, takes the script almost from Ronald Reagan, and he tells them, they're going to respect us. And they're going to fear us. And they're going to treat us the way we demand to be treated. Now, we call it nationalism when it's another country, patriotism when it's us. So what do? Through NATO, we decide to line, to surround, to amass troops on the Russian border, missile defense systems. We almost went to World War III because of a couple of missiles, or some missiles, rather, nuclear, in Cuba, 90 miles away. We have been provocateurs. We've been with people like John Kerry and these warmongers, McCain and Madam Hillary and Susan Power and Susan Rice and the Newlands and the Kagans and all these other people. They want World War III. And let me tell you something. Putin said one time, you know, we do have tactical nuclear weapons. Do I have to remind you? What are you people doing? Why are you doing this?
They're definitely poking the bear. Now, Lionel, I know you've got a lot to say. I just want to give people a chance. There's a lot of people who want to talk to you.
I'm so sorry.
So that's okay. Lynette, I thank you for the call. I'm going to move on. Let me get Charlene, I think. Charlene, are you there?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Did I pronounce your name right?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, speaking of Russia, by the way, you said the RNC. I think you meant the DNC.
No.
Was supposedly the Russian hack.
It was the DNC. It was both.
Oh, really?
And DNC. Yes, that was this week. That was the whole point, showing that they were equal up.
Oh, I didn't know the RNC got hacked.
They hacked both.
I was telling you about I saw the Snowden movie this afternoon, Oliver Stone's new movie about Edward Snowden. Who I consider to be a whistleblower. But, of course, this week, I think it was the Defense Intelligence Committee decided he's not a whistleblower. He's just a hacker. And the fact is, all this legislation that has been passed since the hack, where they've decided, okay, this isn't legal, he's right, that's not legal, et cetera, but they're saying, you know, no pardon, he can never come home. Hillary Clinton saying he should come home and stand trial, but under the Espionage Act, if he came back to stand trial, he would not be allowed under that act to have any defense at all. He couldn't even raise up the fact that all these new bills have been passed, changing all the things that they were doing on spying on the whole world, basically. And Donald Trump has said he should just be killed. So, I mean, I'm voting for Jill Stein, and I voted for Bernie Sanders. I've been a Democrat for years. Now I've joined the Green Party. I'm supporting Jill Stein in California, and she's the only one who wants to pardon Edward Snowden. Definitely way more reasonable. She basically has Bernie Sanders' platform.
There's only one thing that Jill Stein misses, and that's a platform, a plan, and a vision. She has a lot of great goals, but no means of getting there.
Who should we vote for?
Nobody. Abstain. By the way, what's the difference between Snowden and Daniel Ellsberg? Pentagon Papers. Nothing. He's a hero. Next call, Smith. Come on, baby.
Charlene, listen. I applaud you for doing a different party, because I think that's what we need is third party to be involved. Charlene, thanks for the call. I'm going to go to Mike. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. It seems that the big mainstream news media is covering up what I think is perhaps the most important issue of this whole election campaign, which is that under this Iran deal, Obama and Hillary supports it. So those are Tim Kaine, her VP running mate, that it allows Iran to develop nuclear weapons in 10 years legitimately, if they cheat a lot sooner, and they're already it allows them to test and build currently intercontinental ballistic missiles. And we're looking, as I see it, possibly a nuclear holocaust of 6 million Jews in Israel, as well as a nuclear 9/11 attack on the United States. And I think this is a really important issue, and it seems like the news media is just totally covering this up and avoiding this issue.
Well, let me ask you, do you think, honestly, that there would be that Iran or any country right now, a country now, not rogue regimes, but a country, would actually unleash a nuclear conflagration today on Israel?
Mike, what do you think about that?
This is suicide.
They absolutely would. The Mullahs, I'm telling you, they are spelt homicidal, genocidal, and actually they're also suicidal. I mean, we know that. We see that. The way they operate is their ideology. We cannot judge their actions in the future based on our actions.
I would venture to say that one of the, and I certainly hope, as do as the world, that you're incorrect, but you have a country right now where two-thirds of the population of Iran is basically under the age of 30. That place is ripe for a revolution. I'm not going to try to dust off mutual assured destruction, but I would suggest that it would be most foolhardy for anybody to sit there and say, we're going to go down. Our goal, Iran stands for the proposition to annihilate Israel. If they do that, they've just signed their own suicide pact. And if that is their goal, it's beyond insane. Beyond.
Well, it'd be World War III, correct? I mean, are we talking
World
about
World War III? It'd be World War to be the end of the end of times.
Yes.
It'd be eschatological, if you will.
No,
the point is, the Iranian leadership has already said that they want to annihilate Israel, and they also want to annihilate the U.S. I mean, not that they could annihilate us; they certainly could annihilate Israel once they have nuclear weapons.
But wouldn't they annihilate themselves, Mike? I mean, that's the point.
That's the point. That's their ideology. They're looking towards end times. In Islam, they have a concept of end times as well. And they believe it's in their hadith that they have to kill all the Jews in the world before they can reach their final hour, which is their end times in Islam. That is their
belief.
What
a lovely note, Dr. Greg. What a lovely way to end the show.
Saturday night. The end of the world. Yes,
wonderful chat. Uplifting.
Yes. Well, Mike, thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. I know it was a little bit dark. Listen, Lana, we've only got a few minutes. Yeah, we only got a few minutes left. Yeah, it was very dark. We only have a few minutes left. I have a question for you.
Really?
Real quick. One theory I have that I haven't heard anyone say.
And for good reason.
What,
just kidding.
What if the whole game plan for Hillary winning is really to get a President Kane? Because if you think about it, if she's as ill as everyone thinks.
Look, I'll make it simpler to you, okay?
Yeah.
I'll make it simpler.
A couple minutes. Go ahead.
Couple minutes. The president walks in and accepts a script. It's like you going and you saying, I hate to play Hamlet. Sorry, we're going to go see Hamlet. We're going to have a different actor, different style, different presentation, but the script of the U.S. is written in 25-year increments. Mm. Hillary is going to do, she's going to basically pass on what either the deep state, the shadow government, the ruling class, the globalist asset-stripping jackals, whatever you want to call the people that run the show. Look at what Barack Obama did. He started off as a nice man with wonderful ideas, and he turns out killing more people than Bush, Clinton, any of them combined, and won a Nobel Prize in the meantime.
Peace,
so
man.
It doesn't matter. They're going to sit down. They're going to say, great, Mr. Trump, Mrs. Clinton, Ms. Stein, you're in. Here's the script. Follow this.
Well,
by the way, if you think you're going to deviate from this, let me take you back to Dallas, November 22nd, 1963. That's the last time somebody ever decided to buck the system.
Well,
any questions?
Yeah,
great. Have a nice day.
Exactly. We're going to leave it at that. Listen, Lana, how can people get in touch with you?
At Lionel Media on Twitter. My website is lionelmedia.com. And YouTube, watch my YouTube videos. They are a hoot at Lionel Nation.
Lionel, listen, thank you. I'm going to bring you back right at election time. Right when it's going down, man. It'd be fun.
Have a great night. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. That was Lionel coming from New York City. And listen, starting next week, we're 8 to 10, 2 hours to bring you the truth. And check out American Addict 2, The Big Lie. It is on Amazon. If you're an Amazon Prime member, you can watch it for free. And the one thing I want to say, I mean, sometimes when we have these topics, they're a little bit dark. They're a little bit upsetting. We try and make it light when we can. But in all seriousness, it's about you, the people, waking up, using your own personal power. Because what's important to understand is that what the elites or the globalists or whatever you want to characterize, what people really fear is that you, the masses, will start to think for yourselves. And when you think for yourself, you start to do things differently. You start to view the world differently. And that's where we're going to have real change. Listen, I hope everybody out there has a great week. I will be back next Saturday night at 8 o'clock, not at 9. I'll see you then.
Show furnished by Dr. Gregory A. Smith.